Anxiety and depression are major public health problems that are reaching epidemic levels in the United States. According to the National Institutes of Health, NIH, they affect 38 million Americans each year. Additionally, twice that number, 75 million, will suffer from an anxiety or depressive illness during some point in their lives. The loss to our society from these illnesses is staggering in terms of individual pain, family strife, school and relationship failure, lost work productivity, and death. The RAND Corporation estimates that anxiety and depressive disorders cost the United States $80 billion annually, more than half of the nation's total mental health bill of $150 billion. Of the $80 billion figure, $24 billion occurs in lost workdays each year, and more than $22 billion is lost from decreased productivity due to symptoms that sap energy, affect work habits, and cause problems with concentration, memory, and decision-making. Costs escalate still further if a worker's untreated anxiety and depressive disorder contribute to alcoholism or drug abuse. Still more costs result when an employee or colleague has a family member suffering from these illnesses. Anxiety or depression in a spouse or child can disrupt working hours, lead to days absent from work, affect concentration and morale, and decrease productivity. Untreated anxiety and depression, more frequently than we allow ourselves to admit, rob people of their very lives through suicide and self-destructive behavior. Suicide, often the outcome of an untreated or ineffectively treated anxiety or depressive disorder, is the eighth leading cause of death in the United States. Sadly, suicide has tripled among teenagers since 1955 and has risen at an even greater rate among the elderly. Suicide affects spouses, parents, children, grandparents, friends, and co-workers, often for the rest of their lives. Until recently, many people felt that anxiety and depression were the result of a weak will, bad character, or sin. Recent brain science has clearly revealed that these disorders are in large part the result of brain dysfunction. Our work at the Amen Clinics has shed more light on the diagnosis and treatment of anxiety and depression by utilizing high-tech brain imaging studies. These studies have helped us to see the underlying brain problems associated with these disorders and have helped us target more effective treatment. We have learned that anxiety and depression may not represent separate entities, but rather a spectrum of disorders requiring carefully tailored treatment protocols for optimal outcome. This audio program is about the exciting discoveries we have made and the treatment regimens we use.